That's from their new album, Look Long. The folk rock duo have been together for more than 30 years, blending themes of love and identity with political commentary into musical styles rooted in country and bluegrass. Look Long is a look back at the past with an eye towards the future. Amy Ray and Emily Saros, thanks for being with us. Hi, Amy.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, Emily. Nice to
talk to you.
Hey,
Allison. Nice to talk to you, too.
So your website describes this as the Indigo Girls' origin story. Amy, is that true, or was that just a good publicist line?
the record being our origin story?
Yes.
I guess there's some things in it that could be our origin story, but yikes, our story is so large at this point. It is a looking back. It is a looking back and a contemplative record in some ways, but there's also a lot of, we tend to look forward and kind of live in the present more than we look back, I think, sometimes. But as we get older, we reflect more, I do believe.
Emily, it's called Look Long, and it's been out since May. And you, like a lot of folks, had to do kind of that pivot thing. It was supposed to drop in April. There was COVID. We were really excited to see you at Summer Stage here in New York City. So talk to us a little bit about what it's been like to have new music out in this time.
Well, it's so funny because the record, it had been done for a year, and we were talking about putting it out as early as, like, I think January. And then we put it off to just make sure we were ready, ironically. And then, you know, the pandemic hit and the world turned upside down, and we knew that when it was ready to come out in May, we were just going to go ahead and do it. And, you know, obviously everything's different for everybody right now. There's been a lot of suffering, and then we have the Black Lives Movement and more push towards racial justice that has never happened in this country. And so it's a very volatile and revolutionary time in many ways in this country. So to have an album out with songs that reflect on some of that subject matter, and also, like, the title is a reflection of long-term perspective, which is actually what we're talking about when we have movements and change and we're trying to think about the earth. So I think in some ways we just got lucky that the subject matter seems prescient in a way, but, you know, the songs were written before the pandemic hit. It's just that there's a lot to sink your teeth into the subject matter of the song during a time when I think people are really looking to music either for peace or for understanding or whatever it is. So having an album out now has been a kind of a profound experience. And then Amy and I have done a lot of live streams, so we keep playing, but, you know, obviously it's from a computer screen.
Yeah, it's interesting you said prescient, because I think it's interesting. I've had a couple different musical artists on who have been writing on these themes, and they all said this was before the pandemic, this was Black Lives Matter movement. And I just kind of think writers and creative people are sort of tuned into, like, they have a cultural radar that maybe the rest of us don't have, and they pick up certain waves about things that are happening. And I think that about your song Look Long. There's a line in it that says, I will always love my troubled nation, this beautiful land. And right now we're having this conversation about our troubled history and our troubled present. Tell me a little bit more about the song Look Long, Amy, when you think about what it means.
Oh, well, that's actually Emily's song, so we should let her...
Go for it.
Okay. This is Emily. So the song is about looking back, but really looking forward. And so for everything that we are looking at in terms of social issues in this country today, you know, the way it seems, at least according to media coverage, is that the country's sort of split down the middle. And you have, like, the non-maskers and the red, white, and blue patriots and so on. And then there's this side, the other side, which I lie on politically and socially and otherwise, where there's a lot more gray area and we're not so much like knee-jerk patriots in terms of the red, white, and blue and America, the most powerful and greatest country in the world and all those things that I feel like a lot of propaganda has taught us, especially in school, starting in school. Mm-hmm. So that song is about when we look long and we consider future generations, or if we consider justice for Black Americans or Indigenous Native Americans, North Americans, or Indigenous peoples anywhere, then we have to start doing the work so that we can respect how life will be for future generations. And so Look Long is really about perspective, long-term vision. Mm-hmm. And I just use some examples in the song about what is short-term vision and what is long-term vision. And it's sort of a bit of an exploration about how, if at all, we can come together in our focus. So there's a lot of wordplay about focus, perspective, and things like that. But really, it's a hope. It's a hope for the future. If we do the work now, then people will live more peacefully and in justice in the future.
Let's listen to a little bit.
Not injustice.
We got you. Let's listen to a little bit of Look Long from the Indigo Girls.